Om Shanti. Good morning. And loving greetings from Madhuban in Delhi, which is where I came from last Monday. And the song on Sunday is now usually the one that's based on the Avyakt Murali. And so it's amazing that they're able to create a song so quickly and share it with the world. And the essence of the Murali today, can you hear the call of the time? But also, can you hear the call of the souls who are suffering? And our response has to be the bestower, the giver, the ones who are able to constantly give without waiting for conditions to apply. Sometimes we say, if this happens, then I can give this. Or if this one changes, then yes, I can do something in return. And what Baba is saying today is, don't apply any conditions. Whatever it is happens, whatever others do or don't do, whatever they give, don't give, they change, they don't change, it doesn't matter. You're the child of the bestower, and so you should constantly be giving. And it's very interesting because in front of Baba there must have been souls who were, many souls who were new. And so Baba's saying, whether you're a child of 1 month, or 6 months, or 1 year, you still call yourself a Brahma Kumar or Kumari. And so you're a child of Bab Dada. And so you've received, or you've had the right to have taken, absolutely everything that the Father gives. And so if you've taken, then the sign that you've been able to take is that you instantly start giving. So many of us here have been with Baba many, many years. And through those years we've taken more than we can ever count, or even more than we can actually give back in return. But also Baba doesn't want anything for himself, truly the bestower. And if we even use the word, yes, Baba, I have given this to Baba, it's only because we know that it's like insurance. I give this much and Baba gives this much. And so we only give in order to actually be able to receive from Baba. So the question, do I feel that Baba's given me everything? You don't have to answer me. Answer in your own heart. Do I feel that Baba has given me so much that I can actually constantly be giving? And if I have received so much, then surely there should be an inner state of contentment. And the reality is that contentment does not depend on how much I have, but it depends on my attitude. I can have just a little and yet feel totally content that I have everything I need. And I may have a lot compared to many others, but yet if I'm not content, if there's still the thought, I want, I want, I want, because the soul is discontent, then I'm never going to have that awareness of being able to give. And that's the reality that we see in life all around us. Not the quantity of what I have, but my own attitude towards what I have. And so can I understand what Baba's saying and be able to fill myself with so much from the source, from the ocean, that really there's no more space for anything else. I know that Baba's given me everything. And the giving is not just in words, for the giving can be through vibrations, the giving can be through a smile, the giving can be through cooperation, the giving can be through giving respect. And so whether it's thoughts, words, actions, connections, relationships, whatever it is the other one needs, can I be just simply able to give? And can my attitude always be one of contentment? Baba's used two sentences that sound very similar, and I had to read it twice to make sure I understood. And what Baba's saying is, if your head is empty, and Baba means empty of rubbish, because most times we fill our head with all sorts of rubbish, negative thoughts, wayward thoughts, things like this, or ordinary thoughts. And if my head is empty, I'll be able to give. But if my heart is clean, then I'll be able to give constantly. So the only difference is the word constant. And of course we know Baba's been commenting on that in several muralis over the past few weeks. And the difference between the head and the heart, and so the heart, let it be clean. And if the heart is clean, then yes, I'll have been able to take everything from the Father and become like the Father and constantly give. But if the head is empty of rubbish, then yes, my head will also be filled with good things and I'll be able to give. But giving from the head is not constant. Giving from the head is still a calculation. I have given X, and so why aren't they giving me something in return? Or I will wait till they give me before I give anything. And so it's a whole interesting slant on the karma philosophy. What am I taking and what am I giving? And the appreciation of what I have taken doesn't always happen. You've seen that again in ordinary life, that sometimes people have received, but there's no appreciation of what they've received. And so their eyes are not focused on what they have. Their eyes are focused on what somebody else has. And so when that happens again, discontent. But if I focus on what I have received and appreciate all that has come to me, and it can be from God directly, it can be God working through human instruments, whatever it is, but that appreciation. And then there's no more space for negative thinking or negative talk. And there's no more comparison or competition with anyone else at all. So contentment, appreciation, being a giver, all of these are very deeply connected. And of course the starting point, am I able to connect with Baba? And Baba's mentioned something very interesting in that context. Baba's often telling us, you know, because of this, this happens, because of this, this happens. And of course, that's the reality. There's always a reason. Here I am with Baba. Baba's giving everything. And yet if something isn't as it should be, what is it? And so Baba very often tells us, what is it that is the factor, the cause that's not allowing me to be what I wish. And today Babas mentioned, when you maintain your awareness of self-respect, of your own spiritual identity as a child of God, just simply stay in that stage of self-esteem. And in that stage, you're going to connect directly with God. Sometimes we think that when I feel Baba's love, then I'll be able to maintain my self-respect. But no, it's the other way around. Why does Baba first teach us the lesson of Atma, the lesson of the soul? And why is it that maybe more times than Baba telling us, remember me, remember God, Baba uses the term, remain soul conscious. And so today Baba is very clear, when I maintain that stage of soul consciousness, and through soul consciousness, I'm actually moving away from all the limitations of the things here. And that is absolutely vital. Dehi sahit, dehi sab samman, dehi sab prapti. All of the things of the physical dimension, the body, bodily relations, bodily possessions, bodily anything, I have to let go of all of these things. Then I can connect with God. So it's an expression that comes in the Gita. But Baba's description of how we can connect with God is just simply in one sentence. Come back to the stage of self-respect, self-esteem, and you'll connect with God directly, and you'll be able to receive everything that God is offering. And Baba's purest thought, pure desire, that we should all become like the Father. And in this case, the bestower. And so it's a very beautiful murali with many, many different connections. But also, on the one side, we're very aware of time. At least I think most of us are very aware of time. But connected with that is Baba asking the question, so you're hearing the call of the time, but are you also hearing the call of souls? Are you able to hear what it is that souls need, what it is that souls want? And so when you can hear that call, are you going to say, well, later on, I'll respond to you later? Just think about it. When there's an emergency, if the response isn't immediate, it can even be a question of life and death on a physical level. But on a spiritual level, if there's a soul who needs something from God and they don't know how to connect with God, am I going to say later on, I'm too busy now, I've got too many things to think about, or my own needs come first? Or am I going to say, yes, let me be able to be an instrument to give those souls whatever it is they need? And Baba's using this word, be the bestower of happiness. And I'm thinking about how most souls, when they're in a state of suffering and tragedy, they're not thinking about happiness. They're thinking about immediate survival and physical needs. But is it possible, because we can't always be bereaved, the one who's been lost, we can't bring them back. So what is it we can do to actually give them happiness? They're not even wanting happiness, they're wanting whatever it is they've lost. They've lost their home, they've lost their food supply. They need something here physically. And it came to me that you have to be able to lift them out of the condition that they're in now and make them aware of a different dimension. And when they become aware of that presence in that different dimension, the presence of God, then it's okay. I can manage without this, and this. Because what I'm really looking for is strength from God, I'm looking for power from God, I'm looking for peace from God, I'm looking for all the things that God truly can give me. My physical needs can be satisfied here and now for a short time, but tomorrow what's going to happen, I don't know again. And so, even for Baba's children to understand how Baba works and what it is we can do to be Baba's helpers takes quiet introspection and just reflection on why is Baba saying this, and to understand why and how to be able then to do what Baba's asking me to do. If I let myself come down onto this dimension, and that's not to say that I don't offer food, I don't offer clothing, all of that, fine. But the real need of souls is to be able to connect with the source and take whatever it is they can from the source. And so, giving happiness, it's not something that if you say to somebody, I want you to be happy, they'll get very angry. Don't you understand what I'm going through? Don't you realize what's happening? But no, it's not verbal. And it's not instantly that you move from here to happiness, but you move from here to a different dimension. And in that awareness then, whatever they need immediately, strength or peace or love, and then beyond that, yes, there will be the experience of happiness, of seeing life from a very different perspective, instead of the immediate situations and the problems that you're caught up with. And so it's not that I go with a big grin and say I've come to help you. They'll probably turn their back on you. But understanding how Baba's working, what Baba wants us to do, and what it is we can do to help them come to that awareness. And so, Baba's Murali is, as usual, a lot of food for thought, but not just food to think about, but food to digest and start practicing. And that first stage of self-respect, connecting with Baba, and then taking all that I need instantly, not even slowly, but that feeling that I've come to the source, I can take everything I need from that one source, that change of awareness happens instantly. And also Baba was talking about becoming God's helpers. And am I able to give 6 hours to being a helper of God? Am I able to give 8 hours to being a helper of God? Or is it that I can say I'm always available to be God's helper, and not just say it, but actually to be in that consciousness in which I can give and give and give? And so on the one side, it's thinking about what it is I can give the world and people I don't even know. But the other side is, what can I give in the Brahmin family? And here, I know the faces, I know the characters, I know the personalities. And maybe this is where I also have some karma. But within that, again, this mantra of, can I give cooperation? Can I give support? I know that they have this particular samskar, but they're trying to deal with it. And so if I'm picking up on that samskar that they're throwing away or trying to throw away, I'm picking it up and keeping it with me. Now what's that going to do for me? It's not going to be very helpful for my journey. And so, not to see any of those things, but to see how can I support, how can I cooperate, and what is it that I can give as Baba's child. And usually Baba prefers to use the word cooperation within the family rather than giving anything to the family, which is absolutely right. But can I stay in that awareness of not wanting to take anything from them? And again, a very interesting lesson for the soul. Can I reflect on what is it that I still need from others? I don't think we would ever say we need external things, but yes, there's still a desire for respect from others, a desire for their support, but can I go up and above and stay in the seat where I'm connected and I know that my needs are very definitely being fulfilled and everything's available for me to become full. But also, why am I discontent? What is the critical factor that's still there? And if I'm discontent deeply, internally, and this is why I say, I want this, this, or this, and this. Can I not turn it around and say, well, how much do I have already? And appreciate that which I have, then there's no margin for being discontent. So that's today's Murali, but also just news from Bharat. There's been a very short, they arrived on the 27th evening yesterday, and today they've got a full day seminar on the subject of the Gita, and tomorrow they'll leave. So it's a very short time, but very intense. And so it feels like the one big subject that Baba's often talked about in the Sakar Muralis. And Baba's also said how, if this can be clarified, how the sermonizer of the Gita is incorporeal God, not the corporeal deity being. If this can be clarified, then people will wake up and understand that this is the most important thing that they have to know about. And so I think we are on the way. I think that also is going to be happening shortly. But apart from that, service in Bharat, really amazing things happening everywhere. And what is it that we can do to support and cooperate and give to Bharat? I think our dharana, because when they see that people from other lands are also understanding and following what Baba's asking us to do, then it strikes home. They comment, they say, well, here we are in Bharat and we're not managing this, so how do all of you outside of Bharat create a life which is truly a yogi lifestyle, a divine way of living? So our dharana is the power with which I think we can awaken those who are not yet aware. Om Shanti.